Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to this early special edition of The Tea with Ree. I am your gorgeous, super sexy, hilariously funny host. I am your host, comedian Lady Shamar. I am live on the mic with you guys. I see we got people popping in left and right, honey. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you guys for tuning in to The Tea with Ree. All of my people that are streaming live online, thank you so much for tuning in to The Tea with Ree. We're going to go ahead and get the show started because we do have a comedy show tonight in Greensboro, downtown, at Churchill's, right across the street from, right across the street from Inferno, located at 213 South Elm Street. If you do not, if you don't know what that is, God, I don't know where you've been, but, you know, go ahead and Google the address and whatnot. Make sure you're there. But, anywho, we are going to go ahead and get the show started because it's starting early and it's going to end a little early, guys. I know y'all want these teas. I want these teas, too. But, you know, I got to go spit some jokes for the folks, you know, like bars, you know. I got to go head out there and do it. So I want to see all of y'all out there in the building at Churchill tonight. Doors open up at 9 o'clock, and it's $10 cash admission. So do make sure you hit an ATM up or something like that before you go, because if I got to swipe your card with my swipe, I'm going to charge you an extra $3 or something, because we've been saying cash admission for the longest. So, anywho, we are going to go ahead and get the show started. What we do every time this show starts, every time it airs, we got to pay the bills. And we pay the bills no other way other than definitely making sure we salute Pinkies Up Coffees and Teas. Now, Pinkies Up Coffees and Teas is my coffee and tea line. I mean, y'all sit back and crack up laughing at me on Facebook any damn way all day long. You know, y'all might as well be sipping on what I'm sipping on when I'm making y'all laugh. So go to my website. It's www.mypinkiespinkiesup.com. Make sure you order your coffee or your tea. If you get the tea, you can drink the tea hot or cold. When you have it cold, it can be used as a chaser for your liquor. My family, sure enough, used that method this past holiday weekend, and every last one of them was drunk. Every last one of them. So definitely make sure you get out there. Order your coffee and tea online. Go ahead and go on the website, or you can go on my Facebook page. Tell me what you think of it. Let me know what flavor you want to drop the next month. So, you know, we always accommodate. So that's how we pay the bills. Now, what we're doing, something new, all of our business owners out there listening, you know, you want to get your business or your company more exposure, you can actually sponsor. There is a sponsorship where you can sponsor and have your company broadcast live to all of the people that listen in to us. You know, we have people that listen in all the way from Charlotte, from Burlington, from Africa. We've had people from Africa. We have congressmen that listen in, so you never, never, never know. Your business could be the one broadcasted live. Well, it will be broadcasted live if you sponsor. So if you're interested in sponsorship, definitely hit me up on Facebook or message me. On Facebook, I am Sharrie, S-H-A-R-R-I-E, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. I am at my 5,000 limit on Facebook. However, there are always assholes who get offended by something I say and they delete themselves. I just go down a list of people who are following me, and I go ahead and add them, and that's how we do. So, with that out the way, that's how we pay the bills. That's how we keep this thing going, making sure that we have these teas for you each and every Tuesday and Thursday of every single week. So like I said, you want to sponsor, hit me up. We'll be more than happy to take your pledge, and you will be the sponsored business for the week. Yep, for the week, not just the show, the whole week. So, and we will broadcast you on our Facebook pages. And, you know, I just said I got 5,000, so you will reach a multitude of 5,000, not to mention my co-hosts and what they have. So without further ado, let me go ahead and introduce my co-host to you so we can get these teas started. My brother, my partner in crime, he is the Clyde and I'm the Bonnie. Y'all, please give it up for my co-host, my brother, Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, Lady Shamar. I just want you to know that my business, Petey's Liquor House and Prostitution, we sponsoring the show this week. We're located right off of MLK. We open 24/7. If you need a shot of liquor or a shot of ass, come see Petey's. Petey's Liquor House and Prostitution. What's up, everybody,
well, you know what?
Man? What's up?
We appreciate that sponsorship, sir. We will get to you and shout you out as often as we can without going to jail.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. It's nice to be sponsoring.
Yes, we appreciate that. Now, Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, so we can get the show started because we got some hella fine teas tonight. But so we can get the show started, in the event people have never, ever, ever, ever heard of you, they've been living under a rock, they don't know who C. Ricardo Briggs is, but they keep saying his name. They keep hearing it. Take about 2 minutes, sir. Tell people who you are, what you do, where they can find you.
Y'all already know, man. I'm your neighborhood promoter. I'm your neighborhood entertainer. Three stacks all day, man. Big shouts out to my little brother Gino, my big cuz JP. We do these club business, man. We partying, man. Church Hills, of course, that's the headquarters. Find us at the firm.
Yes.
Find us at Oasis, my spot, Deja Vu. Y'all know how we do, man. If you don't know me by now, shit, you'll never know me. But if you do know me, I want to say thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. We can continue to do what we do. It's the Tease with Ree, goddammit. Let's get it on.
Yes, sir. Now, we do have another co-host. At the moment, he is going to join us later on today. I'm sorry, y'all. I staggered a little bit because my mama is on my Facebook page talking reckless, and I done already told my mama the next time she get on my Facebook page, I'm going to delete and block her ass, and she don't believe shit stinks. Now I got to reply and act ignorant.
Hey, Miss Parker.
You better shut up.
Okay.
See, okay. Then I got the Lord, tell her mama chill. You know, that's her warning. If she say something else, then she getting blocked. Okay. Anywho, we have another co-host, Mr. Gino V. He will be joining us later on today. So we're going to bring him along. But as stated, we got Mr. T. Ricardo Briggs here. We call him Mr. Habitual Line Crosser, Mr. Shit Starter. I mean, we're going to see how this show going to flow till Gino get here with me and T. Ricardo, because we're going to bump heads on some things. So,
well, you know, we always bump heads, but it's all good. We're going to make it do what it do. That's what they love about it.
Do what it do, baby. Do what it do. Now my mama going to like my status after I done told her to chill. And I bet that's her texting me right now. See, that's what I be talking about. Look, Jesus. Well, I'm just going to be grateful I got mine on this earth. Okay.
Just tell her text me. She can talk to me. She ain't got to talk to you. Just tell her text me.
I'm going to tell you like this here. If you got my mama number or if she got yours, it's going to be some smoke in the city. You hear me? It's going to be some smoke in the city. I'm not even going to play with you. We're going to fight.
Okay. I'm just playing.
Yeah, you know how I feel about Big Sherman. All right. So let's go ahead and get the teas with Ree started because we got some juicy-ass shit on the damn menu tonight. Okay, here's the first tea. I got some tea for you. Well, you know that I'm a singer by birth, laugh out loud. And I have been to open mics before, the mic after I sang. And they came up to me saying they have a studio and things and wanted me to come record some background. So I went, and why did this nigga want me to give face after I did the track, shaking my damn head? But he said the next time, if I want to do background vocals, then that's the shit I got to do. How the fuck did you respond to that shit? Because I do enjoy singing and do... And doing background, shaking my fucking head. Now, let's fill you in before you start giving out the tea on this. The person that wrote this tea is a man. So another man told him that he met at your open mic.
Why I gotta be my goddamn open mic? Why
I'm
you gotta be my open mic?
I'm just saying, it could be some other goddamn open mic. I mean, I'm filling in the answers for you so that you will better understand the tease and you can answer accordingly. So because this occurred at your open mic, you know, not that you're responsible for this. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just being real petty right here. So because this occurred at your open mic, what do you say gentlemen should do about another gentleman telling him that he should give him head in order to give him, in order for him to be able to lay down a track? What's your take on that, Mr. Steve Ricardo?
First of all, you know my mind is wandering right now because I'm just trying to figure out who these two niggas is. For one, I'm trying to figure out who the fuck was the nigga that said he had to have some fucking oral sex to put you on background, because I don't really want to deal with that type of nigga anymore. And for two, I want to find out who the nigga is that wrote in that didn't say I slapped the dog shit out this motherfucker after he told me that, because I really don't want to deal with you either, because if you didn't take a hostile stance to it, it actually sounds like you did the mature thing, but it actually sounds like it really didn't bother you that much. Because if it bothered you the way it would have bothered me, we'd be speaking of a different different tone right now. You know, I'm sure Lady Shamar read out the shaking my heads and shit, but sometimes that shaking my head shit could go both ways. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. Like, to me, it don't seem like you was bothered that much. Like, if you didn't say, yo, I cussed the nigga out, I told him I ain't gonna fuck with him no more, I told him if he ever came at me like that, disrespectful, I'm gonna knock him the fuck out. If you didn't say those things, then it almost sounds like you gave some thought to giving this nigga some head because you like singing background. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea what to say about this one. I mean, y'all keep that shit to yourselves, man. Like, you know, if it was my open mic that you was at, you know, just bring your own mic from now on.
So how you going to tell this man to bring his own mic? I mean, I'm confused as hell. Like, in a nutshell, basically, what are you saying in a nutshell?
What I'm saying in a nutshell is I don't personally feel like he was upset enough to make this an issue. Like, I don't feel like me personally, just going off of what you read, it sounded like he may have been a bit offended, but he sounded like he just, like, sort of let it blow in the wind. Like, had this shit have happened to me, you would have had a different tone to the reading. So, I mean, the whole bring your own mic shit is a joke, but I'm sort of skeptical about both of these two niggas. Like, I don't quite know. Like, I don't want to get involved. Where the fuck is Gino?
Okay, well, you know, this is going to be my take on this. This is how I'm going to respond to these teas, simply because I know the person that wrote in, and I know the person that wanted the favor done to them.
Do I know the people? Do I know these people?
Oh, you know both of them very well. One is one
God,
you would never suspect. The one wanting the favor is one you would never, ever, ever suspect. Ever.
Are you fucking
serious? Ever. That's why if I leave my drink some damn way and I even see that motherfucker hovering over, you can have it. You can have
Are
it.
Are you fucking serious?
I just got a text message
and somebody said that they really believe both of them are gay.
Yeah, okay, so this is my thing. One of them is known to be gay. They don't hide it. They don't, you know, none of that shit. It is known that they are gay. And they are an amazing, amazing individual. I love him to pieces. Now, the other one, woo! Okay, so anyway, this is my take. I mean, if I were in your shoes, if somebody told me in order to get on stage with Dave Chappelle or Kevin Hart, I had to suck Kevin Hart's manager's dick, well, I'm sucking Kevin Hart's manager's dick. That's what the hell I'm going to do. That's fucking Kevin Hart. Kiss my ass. but that is on a Kevin Hart level. Like, this right here is basically, you know, and I'm not saying anything's wrong with local, nothing. Never am I. But I'm going to say it's not this one, this dick-sucking rendezvous is not enough for me to suck your dick. Now, if you could guarantee in writing that, you know, you would produce a whole album for me, I'd come in there and lay down, you know, 17 tracks, you know, and not have to pay a dime, and you would pay for shrink wrapping, you would pay for the, you know, my albums to be made and CDs. And, I mean, literally, I would not have to fork out a dime, and you would guarantee that the marketing and promoting would freaking be amazing, that I would be somewhere on the Billboard chart. I ain't even got to be number one. Hell, I ain't even got to be in the top 10. Hell, I ain't got to be in the top 50. Just to be 51, I'm happy. If you could definitely ensure that that could happen, I'd be sucking
no.
your neck. That's some big worthy type of thing. You know,
no.
I'm just saying.
No.
I'm saying, you know, hey, look, I've seen bitches fuck for less. I've seen bitches fuck for a happy meal and a handshake, okay? A happy meal and a handshake. They go into town, okay? So
I totally understand that.
They shut your ass up. You ignorant. You stupid as hell. Stupid. But I'm saying, and, you know, some people do that. Like I said, it's what you want to do. But in this particular situation, just the, you know, background vocals and all that, yeah, it's not worth it. And I would tell him that if he came at me like that again, I'm putting you on blast. I'm definitely putting you on blast. So my take.
That's where I was going with it. That's where I was going with it, because it's more of a disrespect factor
right now.
That's where I was going with
it.
You know, I mean, if they both was part of the gay community and they both was, you know, known to be gay guys, which is nothing wrong with that. But if they both was on that level, then if he came at him like that, it's almost fair game, because you already know we gay, so you know, hey, this is what I do. But if I'm portraying to be a man, and I slide off with you on a personal level, and then come at you with some shit like that, that's very disrespectful.
That's why I was saying
the tone of the message. You know, when you was reading it, it almost seemed like it was, you know, like, well, I might get a shit some thought, you know, but if, you know, had I been in that situation, the message would be way different. You know, I would have been like, yo, I told the nigga I'm going to knock his fucking teeth out if he ever come at me like that again, you know. But I mean, the way your person put it out was like, you know, it bothered me, shaking my head. You know, I'm thinking like, ah, I'm just a little upset that they roaming in the mist, and you know, that's scary shit. That's that scary shit that a lot of niggas that we hang with in the circle, you know, they doing this damn low shit. That shit is scary, man.
Man, I mean, it's so much DL stuff going on around here. I mean, it would make your head spin. My thing is, if you like Winkies, say you like Winkies and let the females know, so we won't be satting around. I mean, give me a chance. Who knows? If your wood is big enough, I may say, okay, make sure you put on a condom and the condoms for your nutsack, you know, and we can rock out. I mean, you never know. There are some females like that and that do like bisexual men. There are. I know some women. Look, I know some women that can only get off by watching gay male porn.
Yeah, I know a couple of them women, too. I know a couple of them, too. Ain't that some crazy shit?
I actually enjoy watching it. I mean, it's shit. Anyway, that's not my problem. This ain't about me. This is, you know. Is that something weird? I enjoy watching it, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to, you know, partake in any of that. Is that normal? I might need to talk to my shrink about that.
I wouldn't consider it to be abnormal or normal. I mean, shit, it's taboo. You know, we all, a lot of people dealing with taboo sexuality. So, I mean, hey, I wouldn't call you crazy or anything. It's just something I couldn't do, but I wouldn't call you crazy.
Okay. Well, you know, that works for me. That works for me. Then I know I'm okay. I'm not losing my mind. You know, I ain't never really told nobody because I ain't want nobody side-eyeing me, you know, shit like that. Then I got to cut somebody out. And then people get all up in their feelings. And some people want to try to put their hands on you. Then you got to shoot them. And, man, you in court. Now, it's just too much. It's too much. It's too much. Okay. Anywho, we are going to move right along to the next tea that we have. All right. So, the next tea is, I have a question for the tea. So, I recently went through my boyfriend's phone and seen some things. What's the best way to stop this? I mean, I don't do it often, is only when my female intuition sits in. I love him, but I'm tired of the upset. Please give me advice. I'm starting to believe that no man is faithful. Maybe no man is fucking faithful. Shit, I don't know. I don't know of one man. I'm going to be totally honest. I don't know of one man that's faithful. And that's not down in the male species at all. That's just basically saying we are all human. We make mistakes. There are errors. It's temptation. My only advice to you to stop this is to damn stop it. Quit going through his goddamn on phone. What do you got to do? Put a mousetrap on that bitch to snap your fingers every time you get ready to touch it, or an alarm to go off to say, "Hey, she got your damn phone. She done picked me up." I mean, seriously, you are basically what you're doing is you're self-inflicting some bullshit. If you would just leave the phone alone, understand. And my mom always taught me, you go looking for trouble, you're gonna find it. Every time you try to snoop, every time you try to find something, you're going to find it. You know, it may not be in plain sight, you know, as obvious as under his text messages, but if you keep snooping through the DCIM folder, you know, and ladies, I just hit y'all up to some shit. If you go snooping through his DCIM folder and then pick up down and then open up the downloads folder, then you will start to see all the pictures that bitches done sent him that he had to click the button to download to see, that he deleted from text messages, but they still in that folder. You know, you will then start to open up a can of worms that you don't even want to freaking see. Leave it alone, mama. And if he's the type of man that you feel like you got to check his text messages, he's not the man for you. If you got to run up behind your man, looking through his phone, running up on him when he say he's supposed to be here, when you don't know where he is, that's not the man for you. A lasting relationship, a healthy relationship, is one where you don't have to do that. You do not have to do that at all. And you know, you are a beautiful young lady. So there's no reason why you can't snag any man you want. Why have to fucking run up behind one? Fuck out of here. It's like me putting up with bullshit from a little dick nigga. No, I might put up with some bullshit from a nigga with a big dick, but definitely not a little dick. So, I mean, this ain't even worth the stress. You're sending yourself, you know, you're giving yourself high blood pressure and all that other bullshit for nothing. For nothing. I mean, so that's my take on the boo-boo. What is your opinion on that, Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs?
Let me tell you something, goddammit, before we even get started. Now, I'm sick of y'all women always talking about can't no man be faithful, can't no man be faithful, because it always take two to tango. So if can't no man be faithful, then can't no goddamn woman be faithful. It's simple logic. It's simple logic.
True.
You know, a man, you ain't cheating if he's jacking his dick. But if he's going out and messing with other women, that's cheating. But the key is he's messing with another woman. So, I mean, most of the time it goes both ways. That was great advice, though. If you got to be checking your man phone and shit, then you've already lost the battle. You've already lost the battle because you already know what the fuck is going on. You already know the nigga cheating. You already know the nigga doing something else that he shouldn't be doing. So, I mean, don't even, like you said, don't even stress yourself. Don't even go that far to have to go through the fucking phone and shit, because 9 times out of 10, you are going to find something that's going to piss you off because your intuition has already told you that it's there. But what I will say, there's never in the history of this world been a situation where fire was removed by fire. The only way to eliminate fire is water and air. So if you feel like this motherfucker is going, you got to go through his shit, trust and believe. He's feeling the same way about you. It may not be at the moment, but he's feeling the same way about you. He gonna eventually go through your shit. Have something in your goddamn phone that's going to make that motherfucker go, whoa, what the fuck? And I promise you, either he going to put a lock on his goddamn phone or he going to stop doing what he's doing. You got to fight that fire with some water, because if you're getting upset about going through your man's phone and seeing shit, eventually he's going to go through yours. Let him see some shit. Let that motherfucker know that you can do the same goddamn shit that he do. You know, if you want to play funny, we'll both play funny. But if you want to act right, we'll both act right. But I'm saying, don't always think that it's just the man that's always cheating, because women cheat too. But I mean, it's just, we fucking human. Like, it's a part of life. It's nature.
Right.
Shit. I mean,
right.
It's nature. And then, you know, I have to tell a lot of people the reason why it looks like men cheat so much is simply because we're outnumbered. We're outnumbered. There's way more women on this earth than there
shit.
Are men.
That don't mean that you gotta cheat. That does not mean that you gotta cheat.
No, that don't mean you gotta cheat. That doesn't mean you gotta cheat, but that means that the temptation is very severe. And that means
if you love
women,
me like you said you love
means,
me, then my pussy, my cook in
women,
my mouth, everything should have kept your ass faithful and in the house doing what you're supposed to do.
That's not always the take, especially when you're not done running. You know, that's not always the take.
But it won't be in a relationship if you're not done running.
Hey, but everybody don't take relationships that way. Like, a lot of people get in relationships because it's how they feeling at the time. It's good at the time. And, you know, we may meet today, we may like each other, we may hit it off, we having a good time. I ain't really looking for no woman, I ain't really looking for no man, but damn, she's just so good, we having a good time. And before you know it, you're in too deep, so you're in a relationship. So after time has passed, you saying, well, goddamn, I don't want to hurt her, you know, I don't want to cheat on her, but this motherfucker right here, like, I don't want to let this pass. It's life. It's logic and it's life. It's a fucked up thing. It's very fucked up, but
clearly,
it's life.
Clearly,
you know, it's hard to say why be in a relationship if you're gonna cheat. That's some hard shit to say, because I don't think. I mean, I'm sure there are some assholes running around, but I don't think a lot of people get into relationships to say I'm gonna just get with this chick, but I'm gonna eventually cheat on her. I really don't think a lot of people is doing that. But, I mean, it's just that circumstances and situations will cause you to step outside. That's why I'm an advocate for open relationship. If two people can handle it, I'm an advocate for open relationship.
See, you just took the whole show into a whole nother. This is my thing. Okay, first and foremost, I'm not down with, you know, the open relationship thing. My thing is this. And I'm going to be honest with you. I cannot see myself sleeping with the same dick for the rest of my life. I don't care what you do. I'm going to get bored eventually.
So what you going to do?
Open
you just
relationship
pop
to
in
me.
And out of relationship?
What do you mean popping in and out of some shit that Peek and Tom do? I'm not going to pop in and out. I'm just going to cheat. I'm just going to say, I'm going to let the person I'm with know, listen, perhaps we should, you know, kind of spice things up. Like, one night you get a pass. You can sleep with whoever you want to sleep with, and I can sleep with whoever I want to sleep with, but we both use protection. We both use condoms. And then we come back, and we may revisit this thing again in the next 6 months or whatever when it starts fizzling down. But an open relationship is when I'm sleeping with somebody you know and all that other stuff.
Oh, that's not an open relationship. Fuck no, that's not an open
relationship. No, that's not open relationship.
But
that's giving you a damn pass.
But my thing is, you just gave the pass. You just said you would just revisit the whole situation. This is my thing. What if we built 10 years, 15 years into a relationship? We got a great home, we got cars, we got kids, but we still both share the same thing that you just said. I'm not sleeping with the same dick, or I'm not laying beside the same pussy for the rest of my life. I get bored. I want something new. And this open relationship, it allows me and you to sit down and say, hey, babe, look, is it cool if I meet such and such and such, and she say, yeah, that's fine. Or if she say,
Hold on.
If she say, you know, I want to meet something. They go do their thing. She bring her ass back home and it's business back to usual. Or he bring his ass home and it's business back to usual. You don't fuck up the financial flow. You don't fuck up the life flow that's going on. All you doing is satisfying your sexual appetite. That's all you're doing when it comes to an open relationship. You're satisfying your sexual appetite.
But
you
then
can't
people's feelings. People's feelings.
Nah, you can't have no fucking feelings. You can't allow your feelings
to take
over once you're in an
open relationship. That's the problem. That is the problem. See, men, I don't know women. I mean, and I've been around a lot of people who have done what we're discussing. A lot of times it's the men who cannot sleep with that person one time and let the shit go. They gotta still sneak and talk
don't
to the bitch
either,
on the side when they girl don't when
no.
the girl done already told you no. No. See, that's why you know, situations like this, people just be like, the hell with it. You know, I'm just gonna go out here and creep, and when I creep, you know, keep my mouth shut. You know, it's very very
cheating,
tricky.
That's cheating.
If you were doing everything right for me and to me, I would not have a reason to go out here and look for something else.
No.
And you know what?
No,
cheating does
not
necessarily have to
that's
be sex. It can be time. Somebody could be spending quality time with you, listening to you.
No, goddamn it. Cheating is sex.
ain't no goddamn time.
I can talk on the internet to anybody in this world, and I'm not cheating. I can talk to people on the job, and I'm not cheating. Cheating is
prime
sex.
Example.
Sexual activity.
Prime example.
That's cheating.
No, it's not. Prime example. Here's a prime example. I'm not technically in a relationship. I'm kind of sort of in between something, but I know that the person I'm with understands my sex drive and all of that. That's the only thing that he would think about if I decided to go out with my homegirls or whatever the case may be, especially depending upon what I'm wearing. If this is a no draws night, I know he's really going to be on heightened alert. So,
would he be on heightened alert? Why would he be on heightened alert?
Because he knows my sex drive.
Because he ain't got no underwear on.
Number one, he ain't doing what the fuck he was supposed to do at home. And me and my homegirls or me and whatever just happened to fall on the time frame that he ain't been giving me no wood. Men, listen, all the men listening, if you deprive your woman of wood, especially if you didn't do that to begin with in the relationship, if you deprive your woman of that wood, trust you me, somebody else is going to be laying it down to her. Listen to what you're saying.
But what I'm saying, you act like it's one sided. If the man is depriving you of wood, wouldn't you think somebody else getting the wood? It's not one sided. It's not a one sided issue. You have to look at this thing from both angles. You know, so
it can go both ways. But
I'm speaking
for the ladies to the men. That's what I'm doing. Now you can speak to the ladies for the men.
What I'm saying is having sex is the only form of cheating in a relationship to me. All the other shit is not cheating.
No, it's not. Just please, if I find out my boo thing went out to eat with another chick, and I know females, and y'all know males, y'all know ain't no man just going to arbitrarily take some woman out to eat, you know, like that, if he don't really have ulterior motives. So my point is, if my man goes out to eat with another chick.
You real sexist. You know that. Lady Jamal, you real sexist. Cause you ain't evenly biased about this shit. What if the woman is taking the man out? The woman can be taking the man out just as well.
It can be the same. You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. It can go both ways. But what I'm saying is, for me, if my man goes out to eat with another female, or he goes over to her house to eat, I'm going to instinctively wonder, and that's not like some girl that I know that's his best friend or whatever, and I absolutely positively know that ain't nothing going on. But if that happens, to me that's a form of cheating.
You could never absolutely positively know nothing is going on. You could never know.
Bullshit. Bullshit. Females are like little felines. They give off damn pheromones, and they start spraying their scent and shit. Trust you me. Females, we are some very messy individuals when we want to be. When we want your girl to know that we smashing you on the low, we'll leave little telltale signs. We could be dealing with a man for years and his wife not have a clue. But the minute we want her to know, we're going to do that one thing that's going to make her antennas go straight up in the air. Women know how to do that.
Have anybody pressed one on the switchboard? Because I'm sure somebody want to come in on this.
Let me take a look. See, I'm walking around here trying to multitask. So nobody has pressed one on the switchboard.
And,
you know,
and
but,
I think Gino Valentino is on the line also.
Oh, Mr. Gino Valentino is on the line. Hello, T. I was walking around multitasking. Our other co-host, Mr. Gino B, is on the line. What up, Mr. Gino B?
Man, what's cracking, man? What's going on with everybody? I get this radio blog ass,
man.
Shit ass.
What's up, fool? What's up, fool?
Man, I can't call it pimp. I can't call it pimp.
But, you know, we
I'm
caught
glad
up in
you
the middle
came
of
on
some,
the rescue, my nigga.
Hey,
look,
man,
we
here,
caught
bro.
Up in the middle of some mess. So this is the thing. We're basically discussing cheap. But, hell, we done hit so many topics today, I done forgot what the hell the original goddamn goal point was. Damn. But basically
somebody,
we're talking about cheap.
Somebody was going through
their
man's phone.
Right. And they
want
to know how to stop doing that to themselves because they know that they're going to find something. My answer was just stop. Shit, leave it alone.
Mine too.
It is what
That's
it is.
Mine too.
You know, if you don't want him doing nothing to yours, because you got to understand, when men have things to hide in their phone and you start going through their shit, anything can happen to you. They can jump up and hit you out of instinct because they are scared that you're going to find what it is that they have in their phone. So,
I think that phone
yourself,
shit played out any fucking way. That shit is stupid.
Damn right,
I mean,
you're supposed to Skype a nigga.
That shit's so fucking dumb. Like, I don't even want to talk about that shit. Let's move on to the next piece. That shit that got
down.
Damn,
he come on, Rick.
Regulator!
Mound up.
It was a little personal.
That was it. Right,
okay.
Right,
that was a little personal for Valentino. You all right, nigga? You need a hug?
Okay. Well, this is a good tea. This is some good tea, y'all. Okay, here's the next one. Hey, guys. My question is simple and complicated. I recently came home from doing 15 years, and while in prison, I had sex with men. I've been checked out, and I'm clean, yet I'm in a relationship with a young lady and would like to tell her. How is that possible for me to do? You can tell her the same way you told us, but I'm pretty sure she's going to start side-eyeing your ass.
Shit.
You would know she okay with it if she go out and buy some butt plugs.
Shit.
If she go out and buy some butt plugs, then she's okay with that, baby. But, I mean, you have to understand in this day and time, you know, a man having sex with another man has a very bad image to people who are ignorant and they don't know any better. They automatically, instinctively think that if a man is having sex with another man, he immediately has all types of STDs, HIV, gonorrhea, herpes,
right.
chlamydia,
right.
Trichinomas, gout, high blood pressure, you know, everything. He got the sugar, he got the gout. I mean, it has a bad image on it, you know, and like I said, some women
true.
Will be okay with that. They will understand you did 15 years locked down, you know, so naturally they expected you to smash a dude or two. They would rather you be the one smashing instead of the one getting. But
hey, my question is, like, is he totally done with that, or do he want to tell her that he want to be with men and not her, or do he just want to tell her that he had sex with men? Like, if you just want to tell her, man, you better take that shit to your grave. Like, if you want to be with women now that you out, what the fuck you need to tell for? Like, we all grown, so 15 motherfucking years. We almost can almost guarantee that you've had more than just sex with a man for 15 goddamn years. But if you just coming out and say, fuck it, man, that's in my past. That was my prison life. I don't want no more parts of that life. I want to be with this woman, blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up. You ain't got to tell. Shit.
Yeah. I can go with that. First,
I want to tell the homie, welcome home, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I know it's hard.
I know
it's hard in the prison. Like,
y'all
that.
Gonna welcome this nigga home. Y'all don't even know what the fuck he done.
Listen.
Look, for 15 years, it was some serious shit.
Nick, what I'm saying, the nigga could have raped a kid or something like that. You don't know what the fuck. I ain't welcoming that nigga home. I don't know what he done.
Now for something like that.
Oh, wait. Hold on one second. Now, bruh, you know, you done been in that motherfucker before. Brother,
I wasn't in there for no 15 goddamn years. I wasn't in there for no 15 years.
Shit.
So the fuck I wasn't.
Hey, but goddamn it, you was reinserted, son. Listen, man, back home, we probably got another, a whole other mind frame, man. Come on, bro. Have a heart some goddamn time.
I'm gonna say this because see Ricardo, you did make some valid points that I didn't even think about. Even Gino did. You know, if he's in there for molesting kids, then you know if he's guilty. Because trust and believe, there's a lot of raggedy ass bitches sitting out here blaming niggas for raping them, and that motherfucker ain't touched your motherfucking ass. He ain't even looked in your motherfucking direction. Okay, you just mad the motherfucker didn't want you the way you wanted him. So.
It's a lot of them that gave some ass up and then got caught in situations with their parents and didn't see no way other than to call rape.
But you know what? I seriously think that there needs to be a law. Any bitch that accuses a man of raping her and it's found out and discovered that she lied, whatever amount of time that he was supposed to get, she needs to get. These little broads out here have got to learn that you cannot go out here lying on a dude. You can't be using child support to hold over his head because he don't want to be with you. Baby, the law is used to protect people, not for idiots like you to abuse them. And I'm sorry, that hit a little home. That's a little personal for me. I'm not going to go into details about that shit.
Sound like you and Gino need a hug. Sound like you and Gino need to hug each other.
Shit.
Y'all are a little hostile today.
Raggedy bitches. I hate a chick that used the system just for the hell of it.
Look, all I'm saying is this right here. Brother, don't say a damn word about you, you know, digging an ass or getting your ass digged in. you know, I don't think you should say anything. Just don't say nothing. Because I mean,
I'm gonna
be honest. Me personally, if I had to go and do 15, I don't give a damn if I had to go and do 15 minutes. I am not interested in no asshole at all.
And I'm pretty sure no man, no straight man that goes in thinking, okay, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to bust down every asshole I see.
Right,
but I mean, 15 years, and you know you're not getting out,
right.
you ain't getting no conjugal visit,
right.
You ain't getting none of that shit.
Right.
Man, listen,
right.
You're going to be
right.
Damn tearing some
right.
Asshole up. You're going to make a nigga lick
right.
A red M&M and put red lipstick on just so it can make you feel a little better about what you're doing.
Hold on, just let me give you a visual. We were sitting on the yard one day, and I, you know what I'm saying, I'm fresh. I was a young boy, 20 years old in prison. So we're sitting on the yard, and I'm watching this motherfucker prance down through the yard, twisting. This motherfucker got long hair. This motherfucker got makeup on. Somehow or another, the nigga got titties, and my mental state was like, who the fuck is that bitch? And then in an instant, I snapped out and was like, nigga, we in a fucking prison, y'all. Like, that's a fucking man. But this motherfucking dude, this dude looked like a woman. So I'm almost certain after 8, 9, 10, 11 years, the temptation to see this motherfucker that's so close to looking like a woman, I'm almost certain, man, it will break any man.
Yeah,
I'm almost certain. Like, that's why I say I don't understand how motherfuckers can keep getting out of prison, going back. Getting out of prison, going back. Because to me, it's got to be something in there you like.
I don't give a fuck about a fuck on a fuck on a fuck, bruh. You don't have to worry about me doing that shit. Look, I will pull the fuck.
Okay, I want you to understand. It's a man in there that either you're going to give it up voluntarily or they're going to take it the hard way. So, I mean, that's the whole point behind prison rape. Right. Either way, you're getting the sausage.
Listen. On some real shit.
I don't
care who he is, man. I don't care what he do, man. I told you I ain't like kids in the room when I was shooting. That's all I'm saying. I'm not gonna go through that shit, okay?
Hey,
you have to keep
all I'm saying is niggas in there like Damon. You know what I'm saying? This nigga in there like Damon, my nigga.
Right. Well, let's move along to the next T because we're down to 15 minutes left of the show, okay? So here is the next T. Dear Reed, I'm fucking pissed. I want to whoop someone's ass. Why I find out my best friend is having sex with my mom? I've always wondered when they were around each other why they always seem awkward or she's always bad-mouthing him when I say I was bringing him around. He's planning on proposing to her and all, and this bitch-ass dude is smiling in my face. Ree, what should I do?
God damn.
Mama's got some good pussy.
I don't know, man. Y'all know how I feel about my mom. I love Big Sean.
Hey, you know how I feel about your mom.
Hey, don't get fucked up.
I'm about to slide it in their box.
Look, my mama has strict instructions that if anybody slides into her inbox, she is to immediately let me know. And I'm on it.
I just got a message. Somebody said, and her mama is bad.
Hey, who was that about my mama?
I can't tell you.
Oh, that's
fucked
up.
We keep it confidential around here.
Oh, that's messed up. That's so messed up. Okay, all right. Whoever that is that's listening in and think my mama bad, my mama old as dirt. She old as dirt. Leave her alone.
Hey,
she can't do nothing
dirt.
For you.
That old dirt.
I'm gonna slap y'all. Look, my take on this T is well, you know, your best friend is finna be your stepdaddy. There's nothing you can really do about it. They both grown. They both I mean, really, what can you do? There's nothing you can do. Your best friend's going to be your stepdad. So get used to asking this nigga for some money and get used to this nigga damn having to come through for you and buy and give you money and all this other stuff and take care of you and if you got any sisters and brothers, them too. At the end of the day, all jokes aside, you know, you should be more concerned about your mom being happy. If your mom is not married, first of all, if this dude is proposing to her, your mom has to be, you know, single. So you got to understand that your mom has needs too as a woman. And she's probably gone a while without, you know, having companionship. And then having to keep her relationship with your best friend on the low has got to have been hell for her. So understand that not only is this hard for you, but it's also hard for her. So let mama enjoy this. The only thing that I can think of that you can do in this situation is explain to your best friend that if your best friend fuck over your mama, you putting boot in ass. You know, that's it. Other than that, you got to back up.
That's the problem,
you got to let mama be happy.
That's the problem. That's why he mad, because he can't whoop his best friend ass. He probably know his best friend ain't shit, and his best friend going to be with his mama, and then his homeboy going to be fucking some other chick. And he know he going to go tell his mama, and his mama ain't going to believe it because his mama just going to say, nigga, you hating. And then the best friend, every time he see him, he going to be like, nigga, I'm tying your mama ass up.
hey, look, on some real shit, though, if he really want to get rid of that shit, this is what he do. He bring him over to the house, right, have everybody over, everybody just chilling, right, and then make a story for like, hey, I want to make an announcement there. We got a new member to in our family. You know what I'm saying? He my friend. He my best friend. But I like to call him Pop. What's up, Pop? He gonna feel that motherfucker's going to feel uncomfortable as a motherfucker. He's like, man, stop calling me daddy, man.
Not a hell he ain't, because all he's going to do is throw his arms around his mama. He going to throw his arms around dude mama and be like, what up, son?
I can feel his pain because I would. You know, my mom is single, and I would be hurt if anybody
yeah,
I knew.
Your mom is single?
Never. Yeah. Lay off a Big Sean. I'm going to tell her that they ain't going to make her Facebook
right.
page private.
Hey, Big Sean's inbox is blowing up as we speak.
As we speak.
I'm going to tap the shit out of you when I see you, Gino. Know what's coming. Just know what's coming. But I'm going to say this. You know, mama got to have a life, homie. You know, my mom is single, and it would hurt me if I found out one of my friends or anybody that I knew was messing around with my mom, especially if I knew their past. If I knew how they dogged women out, that would really bother me, which is probably the problem here. He probably knows how much of a dog his best friend was, is, whatever the case may be, and he doesn't want his mom to experience that, you know, because either way you look at it, I don't know too many people that's happy if their mom is dating, period, whether it's a good man or a bad man. But we're really pissed off when we know it's an ain't shit nigga that she's messing with, or we know him to have been an ain't shit nigga. So, baby, it ain't too much you can do here other than get over it, call him daddy, ask him, say, let me hold something. Shit, that's all you can do. Shit. I totally agree, though.
I totally agree. Like, man, you know, I mean, all jokes aside, like, if he makes your mom happy, man, like, you know, fuck it.
Right.
We all adults.
Right.
You know, it's a great thing. I think it's a great thing, especially in the black community, because certain times we hit a specific age. And for most women, when they get in that 40, 45 range, they're able to play from the 27 well into the 60 range. You know what I'm saying? They have a broad range of guys that they can date. So most of them, when they get up in that 40, 45, 48, 50 range, they don't want no old-ass man, you know. And if she's been
right.
looking at this young boy and he's been coming over, y'all been shooting ball and shit and playing video games,
okay.
She's probably been touching his dick since y'all was like 16.
Hey, man.
Been no, you know?
Hey, man.
I'm saying, so you know, hey, man. You know,
I don't
mama
even want to think about that.
Have a life too.
I don't want to think about that because my mama be having
too.
My mama be having little young boys over there that's friends with my nephews, and I don't even want to even think like that. All right, look.
Don't worry about it. I'm
going
to put a stop to that shit. Don't worry about it. Ain't going to be no more young boys coming over there.
Shut up. Shut the shit out of you. Look, let's go ahead and hit up this last tee real, real quick. Okay, Riri, I love you, girl. Hey, boo, I love you, too. Okay, I had an abortion about 2 years ago and went to the doctor recently and found out I can't have children. My fiance now exclamation mark would have been great. My fiance now wants some. How do I explain this to him? Help me, please. Well, baby, you just gotta tell him there's no right way to explain to somebody that you've had an abortion and, you know, the scar tissue or the DNC messed you up and you can no longer have kids. You know, there's always an option to adopt. There are so many kids out here that need a good home. You know, there's so many kids that's up for adoption, kids in foster homes, and they need a good, loving home. And if you and your man are, you know, perfect candidates for that, then I would say look into that. But, you know, don't hide that. And don't be ashamed that you had an abortion. I mean, things happen. There are some people out here that don't believe in abortion. You know, but things happen. You know, somebody could have been raped and gotten pregnant. You know, hell, it could be anything. So that was your decision. You made that decision. Don't penalize yourself for the rest of your life, you know, over a decision that you made to better yourself. Don't do it. You know, at the end of the day, you have to, you know, be accountable for that. You got to be held accountable for that. You got to answer to God for that. That is nobody else's, you know, decision to throw on you. It happened. You know, sometimes people just aren't ready for kids, and it doesn't seem like that was the case. That was the case for you. So you did what you had to do. I'm pro-choice. Whatever you want to do, if you want to lift up, put your legs up in the stirrup. You know, go ahead and take the sedatives and not that I know the procedure. I'm just saying. You know, shit happens. And so that's the decision you had to make. And I, you know, just tell him. Just come out and tell him. And say, listen, babe, we can adopt, but I can't have any kids. What's your take on that, Mr. C. Ricardo?
I actually think some things was left out of the message. Because why is it that your fiance don't know unless you met him after you had the abortion?
Some people don't tell people that.
Well, I'm saying,
you know,
but that's what I'm saying. I wish you would have specified whether he was the fiance or whether they was together at the time. Because if they were together at the time, why didn't he know you had an abortion? I mean, what kind of shit is that? Like you didn't tell him. You know what I'm saying? Like, why don't he know? Why don't he know?
Why do men dig that deep? Y'all just dug so deep into that. I totally didn't even think that. But
I'm saying, this isn't hard talk. Baby, you remember when I had to have that abortion? You know what was going through at the time. We had to have that abortion. Well, now I can't have kids, babe. You know, and then we can work together. But why can't you tell this nigga that you can't have kids from an abortion you had 2 years ago?
Well, why wasn't he there? If that's the case, why wasn't he there with her at the damn abortion? And then he would have known she had problems after that.
You goddamn right. That's what I'm saying. Because it must not have been his goddamn kid, or he must don't know that she was pregnant and had the abortion. Because
or
he
it could have happened before him.
This was that's what I'm saying. That's why I said I wish she would have specified in the message whether this happened before him or while they was together, because it's not hard. Shit, if we was together, babe, you remember when I had the abortion? Yeah, babe, I remember. Well, I can't have kids now. Damn, babe, well, we'll work together and make something happen. We'll adopt. We'll do something. But if you can't tell him, like, why the fuck can't you tell him?
Well,
that shit got real now.
Now some real good teas, because, baby, I'm going to need you to write back in so we can do this same story again on Tuesday so you can fill us in on all the specifics as to why you can't have kids and, you know, did you have an abortion by him, you know. But at the end of the day, it's as simple, you know, a lot of people, you know, write in and say, hey, I need advice, I need this, this, and the third, but it's as simple as opening up your mouth and saying, how do I tell this person this? This is how you tell them, the same way you just told me. If you don't want to say it to them, like, physically face-to-face, write a letter, text message. I like bad news in a text message. Because you can't see my fucking facial expression, and I can't slap the shit out of you. I love bad news in a text message. I'd rather get bad news in a text message, because I don't know how angry you are when you tell me, and you don't know how angry I am when I read it. That works for me. So now, guys, we are down to the last 2 minutes of the show. I want you guys to come on out to Churchill tonight. We are having Trump Thursday comedy show. So it's tonight. Doors open up at 9. It is $10 cash admission. If you do not know where Churchill is, it is downtown Greensboro. It's like 3 doors down from the zone, directly across the street from Inferno, right next door to the Empire Room. Whatever way you know, whatever landmark you know, if you're not familiar with Churchill. So come on out. You're going to see me. You're going to see my GTS staff, and we got some crazy new talent. New comedians that will be hitting the stage tonight. It will make your head spin. These mugs are so funny. I handpicked them myself, so you know they're funny. Also, if you got some teas, you need some advice, you got something that you want us to answer, you want to get a second opinion, third opinion, fourth, whatever the case may be, inbox me. Once you inbox me your question or concern. Let me know whether or not you want to stay anonymous. Inbox me your question and concern, and we will definitely make sure that we answer that on the tee. Also, definitely make sure that if you want to be a sponsor of the tee with Ree, the same thing. Hit me up in my inbox for Mr. C. Ricardo or Gino V. Mr. C. Ricardo, tell the people where you're going to be at in the next few days before Tuesday so they can come check you out.
You already know, man. Gap Two Smile doing it big tonight at Churchill. The comedy show is going to be crazy, though. Let's go out there and support. Tomorrow night, 3 Stacks will be at the Zone. 3 Stacks will be at the Zone tomorrow night. Show starts at 8 o'clock. It's free until 11. I'm almost by 11 o'clock. We will be off the stage. So if you want to come and see 3 Stacks, get there between 8 and 8:15 because we're going to start the show. The shit is free. Come have dinner. We're going to have a good time. We love y'all.
Gino V, any place you going to be that you want to tell the people?
I'm going to be downtown at Churchill tonight, man. I'm getting fucked up for real.
Yes. So guys, make sure you tell somebody. I want to see all y'all that's dialed in right now. I want to see y'all in the building. Mr. Mike Petty, Mr. Anthony Hughes, Mr. Pike Barnes, Mr. Comedian Q. You will also see me, Comedian Lady Shamar, and we have a hell of a lineup of new comedians and comedians outside of the area that will be there. So it's a $10 cash admission. I'm going to walk out the door and head out there now. We'll be selling the pinkies up, coffees and teas. So if you want to purchase them, make sure you bring your cash to be able to purchase that as well. So, as always, we thank y'all so very much for tuning in to the Tea with Ree. We will catch y'all Tuesday at the regular time of 8 o'clock. So, pinkies up, guys.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes,
God.
I'm on the way, Big Son. Big Son, I'm on the way.
Shut up, nigga. Make me sick. I'd have slapped the black off of your ass.